Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three. Hard to beat what we've done so far, but we're going to try. And I tell you what, I'm bringing somebody on here momentarily that's really going to, I think, add some color commentary to a topic that may be flying under some of your radar. But you may remember about 10 days ago, I had State Representative Matt Simpson on. He's a member of the State House. He is carrying a bill right now called House Bill 227, which is basically the ethics reform bill. My hackles went up when I heard about this because I was a part of the class in 2010 that flipped the legislature to Republican for the first time in 136 years. And the very first thing we did was establish new ethics laws that I feel like went a long way to cleaning up Montgomery. And I mean cleaning up Montgomery. And then we had to live with it. And by the way, some of what we passed was tough and we knew it. Well, right now, the sense is by some that they're undoing it. They say they're trying to make it more clear. I have questions. Well, somebody else who has questions is coming on right now. Stan McDonald is a sitting commissioner on the Ethics Commission. Stan McDonald is also a private practice attorney. He's been practicing for 24 years. Born and raised in Huntsville. Got a degree from Auburn University, his law degree from Jones School of Law. He has previously served as a deputy chief of staff to the governor and as a state revenue commissioner of a variety of different boards. He's also, by the way, been the statewide chair for Senator Tommy Tuberville's campaign and Mo Brooks for Senate campaign. He's on the line right now. Stan McDonald, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Phil. It's good to be on the show. I am a Right Side ruffian listener myself, and you and I were discipled by one of the same guys, Ralph Keel, in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, God bless my gosh. You just named one of my favorite people. Yep, Ralph Keel. I credit some of my discipleship and growth to that man right there.
Ain't that the truth?
It is indeed. Well, hey, so Stan, let me ask you something. Matt Simpson came on. He did what I would say is a good job articulating why he's doing what he's doing. It didn't allay all my fears or concerns. But I know you've got a bunch of fears or concerns. Where is this bill going? Because they've got it out, you know, it's out of the House now. What do you think's happening, and what are your concerns about this ethics reform bill?
Yes, on a broader level, I would simply say I think it's a rollback and a relaxation of the bill that was passed by our wonderful new Republican-controlled House and Senate that Bob Riley was so anxious to push through, work through before he left office. As you know, we had people like you won in 2010 on the handshake with Alabama. That was our statewide version of the contract with America, you know. And we did some fantastic things back in 2010 with this new Republican-controlled House of Representatives. And, of course, first and foremost, we passed one of the best ethics commission laws in the state. I mean, in the country.
Yeah.
And this would comport with what the American Law Institute says, because they are kind of the standard bearer on describing what the best practices are for states who have ethics commissions. One of the things that's really stressed and important nationwide is an independent commission. This takes that away. This particular legislation by Matt Simpson would make it causes a legislative council to be able to fire the executive director when they want to, mm-hmm. upon the recommendation of the attorney general. Mm-hmm. Also, they have to serve five-year terms and get ratified by the Senate after every five-year term. This is no longer an independent ethics commission, which flies in the face of one of the important tenets yeah. of best practices of ethics commissions. Furthermore, one of the things I'm most interested in talking about, too, is one of the main things that you guys put in place, Senator Williams, was a gift ban. And yeah. I like to say right now, and I think I can back it quite well, that this new legislation really gives us a gift allowance is what it gives us. It gives us enough holes to where any Montgomery lawyer can drive through unlimited gifting and undisclosed gifting. And I did say that, unlimited gifting and undisclosed gifting. A legislator and the giver, the donor, will have to hold the mouth just right, but it opens it up legally and lawfully for that to happen.
Yeah,
if can I jump in
there real quick? I want to point out, too, that before I took office, along with the other crew that came in and passed those laws you were talking about a moment ago, at that point, lobbyists and others could give up to $250 a day in expenditures related to a legislator. It was sick how much they could spend on every single legislator. And that's, and by the way, we're not talking about just legislators, but that was the key example. They could spend money wantonly back in the day. Mm-hmm. And what you're saying now, even though we tightened that up severely, you're saying that now they're loosening the purse strings a little bit and maybe allowing for so-called gifts to be given that shouldn't be given.
I think that, yes, sir. I think what you're seeing a part of this, and I have said earlier today, I'd be glad to talk about this more on the radio with Matt Simpson. I contend that, in fact, this is a gift. What's the word I used? A gift allowance.
Yeah.
And there's about three different ways where if you just claim the lobbyist is your friend, or if the recipient of the gift is a relative, not your spouse and not your minor children, but any other relatives, or if you're getting the money from a company employee, if that company employee is not technically involved, is in directing the legislative or lobbying activities, you can take unlimited and undisclosed gifts. Now, there is a means by which that could be curtailed, but they really put the burden on a would-be prosecutor to prove that there was an obvious quid pro quo. Really, that is a far-fetched to think that this is not going to be opening up Pandora's box. And it's a nice little there's nice sophisticated legal work in there, and that's kind of what people sometimes don't like. They don't like to see when those who are lawyered up and know how to hold their mouth just right can do unlimited and undisclosed gifts, where the regular person is just thinking, oh, I guess I'm not supposed to receive a gift. It kind of creates the people who know how to do the loopholes and those who don't know how to do the loophole.
Yeah, and I guess I would add to that the manner in which we had it construed, it basically removed the ability to provide temptation. Now you're saying they can provide temptation. We just hope it doesn't jump over into sin. That's where we are right now. Yeah.
Now General Marshall has also come out against this, and I don't want to put too many words in his mouth because he speaks quite well on why he's against it, and some of his objections might be, very different from mine. I don't know. I do know that he has spoken. He's called it watered down. My words have been relaxed and rolled back. I do know that he's talked about how some things have gone from being criminal charges to civil charges.
Right.
But there again, he speaks well about it. One thing I agree that he said, and I think it's worth discussing, and that is, who is it that's asking for this? I just don't think our typical right side ruffians, or even those who aren't as right side or as ruffian, are really calling their legislators and saying, you know, I'm concerned about border security, I'm concerned about the education budgets, and oh, by the way, I want to see ethics reform too. So why are we doing ethics reform now? And there was a 2018 commission, by the way, that Matt Simpson is very aware of, but there were 22 stakeholders on that commission, people that are, you know, of the people you would think would be on there, and they specifically said in their findings, they said, we do not need a rewrite. They had a few recommendations, not many of which are coming to my mind at this particular moment, but they specifically said we don't need a rewrite. But Matt Simpson is calling this a repeal and replace. And so it just seems like there's a different mindset these days about ethics than there was from that hard-charging conservative crowd of Phil Williams and Bill Holtzclaw and others like that. And I guess that sounds like I'm playing to the host here, but, you know, Rush Limbaugh always says it's a job of the guest to make the host look good. So I know my Rush Limbaugh doctrinaire.
Well, I accept, but no, but the reality is, I am concerned when they've changed some of this. And you mentioned this because I've got the article from Yellowhammer right here in my hands when Attorney General Marshall is saying he's deeply concerned about the fact that they're taking some of what would otherwise have been criminal prosecution potential and just changing it to civil penalties, like, you know, pay a fine and move on, slap on the wrist, don't do that again. They do it again, they just pay a fine, move on. And I look at it and think they have created what I would call a weaker version of what could be. If this passes. Now, let me ask you this, Stan. I didn't have a chance to hear the debate because I was actually on the air when they were having it. I don't mm-hmm. know, were there any floor amendments that changed? Because I've got a copy of HB 227 in my hands, but I don't recall if there were any amendments. If you do, just let me know.
Now, I'm not aware of any floor amendments. I think, in fact, I think I've had discussions. I want to be careful about friends that have told me things. So I'm just going to say generally, I've been told by folks, members, that there were no amendments were going to be allowed or appreciated very much.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right. The new bill, though, they're also saying, Coleman Times has got an article. I've got it right here. that says the new bill would also remove the Ethics Commission's ability to investigate criminal ethics violations. Do you know anything about that?
Okay, so what they're saying on that is Section 5 and Section 7 are going to be taken out from, and Section 5 basically is the heart of an ethics law says you can't use your public office for personal gain.
Right.
That's the heart of the law. And they're saying we're going to take that out from under the Ethics Commission and put that under the Attorney General. And so now the problem with that, now I'm really good with our present day Attorney General, okay?
Right.
I'm great with him, okay? But what about another Attorney General? What that is really doing, Phil, it goes to the heart of what I'm saying, is you want insulation from the political side of things.
Yeah.
Let's just say, for example, that we have expanded gambling in Alabama, for example, just to pull something just, a long shot out of the hat, you know, and you have 10 new casinos, and those guys happen to contribute $4 or $5 million to somebody who is a prosecutor. Well, I'd say that means that you got political vulnerability there sometimes, you know, and it's the more of the best practices that's been set forth by the American Policy Institute to say, keep these ethics issues, which deal with political corruption, out of politics as much as possible. Now, I must admit, I'm fond of saying that it's hard to take the politics out of politics.
Right.
That's something that I think Big Jim Folsom said probably 50 years ago. But that doesn't mean you don't try real hard to do it the very best you can.
I totally agree with that. Hey, listen, Stan, we got to take a break right now. It's about 17 after. Can you hang on through the break and we'll come back on and
I
put a wrap
will.
On this? All right. We're with Stan McDonald right now, who has served this state in a variety of capacities. Got some deep concerns about HB 227, the rewrite of the ethics laws. Do you want ethical ethics? I think most of us do. But who asked for this bill? Great question. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Going back to the phones right now with guest Stan McDonald, who has served in a variety of capacities, to include serving on the State Ethics Commission, talking about the revisions to Alabama's ethics laws, if indeed they go all the way through the process. They passed the House, headed towards the Senate. Stan, let me ask you this question real quick, too, if you know. We got some good attorneys upstairs in the Senate. I know for a fact. I can think of Senators Will Barfoot. We got Arthur Orr. We've got Sam Gavan. We've got, several more, I know. But they have an eye, I would think, in the more deliberative body to what this is doing to the laws. I mean, this is not just an ethics commission thing, too. This is also changing the way we structure things being civil versus criminal. So what are your thoughts? How's it going to do in the Senate?
Phil, do I still have you?
Yeah, you do. Did you hear my question?
Okay. Sorry about it. Yes, sir. Something happened there. Yes, I'm very optimistic that our friends in the Senate, and I have a very high view, and I'm great friends with Sam Gavan, Arthur Orr, Barfoot, Dan Roberts. I don't know that Dan's an attorney.
He's Dan's not an attorney. No, he's not.
Yeah, but I tell you, but he's a rule of law minded guy. I will say that I was surprised how fast this flew through the House of Representatives, a body where a lot of guys on there, you know, ran on a conservative ticket. That's just everybody's conservative now, you know, and they sure talk it. I don't know that they're always voting it these days.
No.
I think there's a distinction between the Republicans of that came out of the riot, came behind the Riley era, folks that fought hard for it. But I think it's going to get a good, solid look. And I think the gift ban thing, or I call it the gift allowance thing, is actually getting some people's attention. And I think they're thinking, yeah, oh, my goodness, I know Sam Gavan and Arthur Orr are not for a rollback and relaxation and going back to unlimited gifts and undisclosed gifts.
Well, you know what?
I think there's been some other things that have gotten everybody's attention, and hopefully this gets people's attention now. This is real.
It is real, and it's happening right before our eyes. I tell you, it's what's scary to me is the idea that I might be agreeing, at least in part, with Kyle Whitmire from AL.com. That is just maddening to me to have anything that because he's been harping on this in a big way. Of course, I think some of his is hyperbole and a bit of rhetoric, but nonetheless, he's not wrong.
I agree with you 100%. I agree 100%, but isn't that what's sorrowful is when Whitmire or Archibald has to be the conscience of the Republican Party?
Great.
And I mean, when church and the folk do wrong, they're quick to get called for their hypocrisy by the folk who don't even go to church.
Yeah, that ain't good. Well, all right, so who's going to carry it in the Senate? Do we have a Senate sponsor? Do you know?
Yeah, unfortunately, our dear friend and much admired senior fellow, Jabbo Wagner.
Oh,
he's
no,
my Auburn
really?
Buddy. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I'm going to have to get a call through and say, Jabbo.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this?
I may do the same, because the last thing we need to do, and Jabbo knows. I mean, he was there when we passed those ethics. He knows what it was like in the old days, and he also knows how awful it was.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, yeah, I know. G's with you.
Well, all right. We'll see where this goes. But right now, House Bill 227 is engrossed and has left the House and has been transmitted to the Senate. I imagine it will be in committee, and since Jabbo Wagner is the rules chairman, that makes him a position of leadership that can get the bill moving if he wants it to. What do you think? Let me ask you this, Stan. You've been around a long time. You've worked for governors. You've worked for the state as a revenue commissioner. You've worked for two major campaigns. You've been around the block. You're also on the Ethics Commission. Does this bill come back to bite them in an election season?
I think that all things are cyclical, Senator Williams, and I don't know that it bites these guys back this time around, but all things are cyclical, and I do think if it passes, then maybe it's 28 or 30 or 32 or 34, but one day people are going to say, what in the world will we be doing rolling back and relaxing the Alabama ethics law when people find out that some legislator has found some way to make hundreds of thousands of dollars just because things are easily done again to do a gift, to gift so freely, undisclosed. I mean, if you hold your mouth right, it's probably going to be even more rampant than it was prior to the Riley changes.
Well,
and I'm just not surprised. I mean, I think the Bible talks about how sometimes you resist the right thing, and when the second temptation comes around the next time, it's got the bread buttered on it even more.
Wow.
We've got to be eternally vigilant, Phil.
We do.
We've got to be eternally vigilant. And that's why I'm on the radio, and I've hackled some feathers, I'm sure. And some of these folks are my friends. But, you know, if they're really my friends, then friendship goes both ways.
Well,
and I'm supposed to say to them, keep your eyes and your ears open, bro.
And I think you have earned the right to say it. Stan McDonald, the music's playing. That means the preacher's got to quit preaching. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for making time for us today. We'll have you on again sometime soon, all right? All right, that's Stan McDonald, a member of the Ethics Commission, who sees this bill as a weakening of our state ethics laws. Wow. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Tons of text messages and more stuff to come. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.